That also leads into another issue, which is the benefits that are being seen now with extended follow-up. And one of the issues is that even with 100-month follow-up, we still don't see a survival advantage to at least anastrozole versus tamoxifen. Again, John brought up the interesting point to me that should we always be looking at the bar of overall survival in adjuvant therapy? Does it make a difference when you're talking about chemo versus hormone therapy? He drew the analogy of diseases like processes like osteoarthritis, where, you know, we don't do studies looking at mortality. We just treat the disease. What's your take on this issue of mortality?
I think that overall mortality is not a good endpoint for many of the studies that we're currently running. Yes, it's clearly important to know if there are other issues related to the toxicity of the drugs. But all the drugs can do is influence events related to the cancer. So for me, I think we've kind of lost our way with some of the endpoints on these studies. For me, a much better endpoint would be metastatic breast cancer-free survival. Because what we know is if you get metastatic disease or if you can prevent metastatic disease, eventually you will get a long-term improvement in outcome. And that's what we should be doing, because that's what these drugs are meant to do. If you look at the ATTACC data and the stuff that we've done on neoadjuvant patients, 30-50% of people in this age group are dying of other causes. Now that's great, because we've actually cured them. They've lived long enough to die of something else, and that's very good news. But if you throw all that into the mix, it dilutes your ability to find out whether your drugs are really having a beneficial effect. And we almost saw that in the initial ATTACC results. You know, the inclusion of all those ER-negative patients, all that noise in the system, almost destroyed our ability to detect that benefit of anastrozole in the overall analysis. Is a much more significant benefit in the ER-positive population, because you wouldn't expect any benefit in the ER-negative group. So for me, I think we need to redefine our endpoints in some of these clinical trials. The reality is there are more and more women getting breast cancer, but more and more of them are older, and more of them are going to die of other diseases. And I think we need to involve patients in this, because it's a devastating event for patients if they develop a recurrence. For me as a breast surgeon, I don't want my patients getting a second primary in their breast. I don't want them to get a contralateral breast cancer, because then they have to come into hospital and they relive everything again. So if we have drugs which will stop that, then that's good for me. And I think that's good for the patients. And I think sometimes, yes, we get stuck on overall survival, but what patients like is quality length of life without recurrence. That is the best time in their life that they get from the breast cancer, from the time of diagnosis to that first recurrence. And if we can prolong that, then we prolong quality of life.